Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And I'm Droslyn, the managing editor at Hollywood Unlocked.
And I'm Giovanni Watson, the green-eyed bandit. Hold on.
And Melissa Ford is still not here, but she will be back.
She'll be back this week.
Thank God. Yeah. Okay, so listen. I was just saying at break, or before we started the show, that I am on a roller coaster ride of emotions of whether or not I should get married.
Right.
I was at my friend, who I told you is marrying Mark Jacobs, and he was telling me about his upcoming wedding. And I'm thinking, if I stay in the gym consistently with my meal planning and my fitness regimen and drinking all this damn water, that I may be ready to find my husband at that wedding.
So basically you're saying you the might. Way you're going to find your husband is by attracting him to your physical?
No. Well, what attracts men to me is their physical. I don't think about them being intelligent.
Jason, there's somebody out there that would marry your ass right now.
I understand. Look, a nigga sent me his dick pic last night, and his profile and everything about him is amazing and great penis, but that's not the way to my heart. Mm. Let me tell you, I want to be in a relationship with a doctor.
You a goddamn lie.
No.
Or a lawyer.
You a damn lie.
No, oh, someone who's just as busy as you.
Someone just as busy in their mm-hmm. own life, in their right. own career, not an entertainment attorney, somebody who's, you know, highly involved in politics or right. that has their own passion and their own friends in their own world.
You know, I was pondering earlier today myself in this last few weeks. I want to be married.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you would be a good husband.
I think I would be a great husband.
Yeah.
I'd be out here just slanging this D.
Right.
I just be throwing it to all these hoes, man. And I'm tired of that, man. I want somebody to come home to and hold me. And, you know, I like to be felt on and comforted.
See, people root for you because you're the underdog. Like, you don't travel as much as we do. You know, you don't go to Bow on Fridays. There's, you know, so there's things. People root for you because they want to see you win. But then when you say things like slanging all this D, But do you think there's a woman over 18 out there listening that really wants to just be with a man who's out there slinging all this dick?
That's what I'm saying. I need a woman to come and tame my ass. I don't want to be out here. This show is called Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
Okay, but
if I can't be honest, then goddamn it, what can I not?
But do you think a man is going to tame me? No.
Well,
no.
That's different for you. I'm talking about me.
You think a woman is going to tame
me? I need somebody to come in that has the mental, the physical, spiritual, emotional capability that makes me want to change all that shit.
Okay. Well, let me just say, you sound as stupid as our vice president who thinks that conversion therapy makes gay people straight. You can't shock the gay out of people, and you can't bring some pussy that makes you say, ooh, I don't want to slang all this
dick. When I say that, I mean a woman. I don't mean by sex, because I can get all the sex in the world. I already get enough. I'm talking about a woman that could come in here and be like, who sent you?
So. I honestly, from the conversations I've had with you, Gio, I think that you are not a cheater. I think you've cheated. I think that you're a good guy. And I think that when you meet the right woman, she'll bring out the best in you. And that's what a woman is supposed to do for her man, and he's supposed to do for her.
Thank you, Jerosalyn.
I'm waiting for a young
appreciate that.
Mid-20s to late 20s. Man.
Mid-20s to late 20s.
Late teens to early 20s.
To come into my life.
Pause.
And make me a better person. Now, here's the deal. I'm already an amazing person. I mean, we already know about that. But I need somebody who can balance me out. And here's why. I already don't go out anymore like that. I mean, I do mm-hmm. travel and stuff like that. But like, you know, when you go to these countries, Tokyo, you know, snowboarding in the Japanese Alps, or in Australia at Bondi Beach, or you're in fucking London, You want to be able to, hold on, these are things you don't know about, so don't talk
That's
about
it. That's why I'm laughing about it.
Yeah, but don't speak on what you don't know.
I even say shit.
You're at Thanksgiving, kids table, have your seat. Here's the deal. I want to be able to share those experiences with somebody that I love.
More importantly,
that I'm thinking like, okay, if I'm going to get married, one, I have to have an extravagant wedding. It has to be over the top. And it has to be with somebody that I can, you know, have really good marriage photos with too, because I'm going to have to put those things out.
Wait, every reason he said
for it's so superficial.
Yes, it is so superficial.
No.
You're not ready to get married.
So I just did an interview with Billboard and they were like asking me these questions. They were like, do you have a celebrity crush? I'm thinking like, there's no celebrity that I'm crushing over right now. But when I think about one celebrity that I have had a crush over for years, was Ricky Martin. He used to date my friend Leo Moctezuma back in the day. So I knew he was gay forever. But anyway, I said to Billboard that I want to go to his wedding just to object and just take him out of there.
Ricky, really, it's supposed to be me.
Right. What's that? Different world?
So you got a thing for Dominicans and Puerto Ricans.
It's Spanish, you know.
Yeah, you like
Latina. I mean, listen. Not Latina.
Latina has
a pussy.
Yes.
Okay. Latino. No, but I mean, I think I'm at a point now in my life where I'm like, okay, do I want to get married? But then I know my whole life is going to change. I'm not going to have my friends anymore.
Yes, you will.
No, you're not. That's such a lie.
Because he's going to be always at home.
Ask anybody. When I'm in a relationship, don't nobody talk to me. You never see me. That's why I had to get out of my relationship to get to here.
Like, no, y'all going to be like holding hands and shit in public and kissing?
Because he's such a Leo.
What is the difference between holding my man's hand in public? Okay, let me just say this. My last ex, we didn't do public affection, but that's because he never said he wasn't comfortable with it, but I wasn't comfortable with all the attention that it brought. I just didn't feel like I needed to be out and be the subject of conversation. Now, don't get me wrong. If I'm somewhere and I want to put my hand in my nigga's pants, I'm going to do it. Yes.
No. Oh,
I'd almost been put out of mini jewel.
No.
Yes.
I do it secretly. It's like my little thing.
No. Because I feel like if I'm in love with this person who is mine, this is mine. This is mine to do what I want to do with. But I'm going to respect them.
I don't like when people make out in public. It really grosses me out.
Yeah.
Like all the tongue and all that in public, that's just too much.
I like a nice kiss on the forehead. A little,
yeah, that's sweet. But like when you see people making out.
If I'm outside the Abbey in the alley and I want to stick my tongue down your mouth or up your ass, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it.
he said outside the alley at the Abbey.
I've got my dick sucked out there before.
I mean, but if I'm walking through an alley, if I see somebody making out, okay. Because why am I walking my ass through an alley and not expected to
but
see
there's
something?
There's something about somebody, your partner grabbing you by the neck and just kissing you passionately because they felt it right then.
Yeah, there's a meme about that going around.
I'm not saying that.
I missed that shit.
I'm not saying you got to do it all the time. But I mean, I've been with a motherfucker who's so fine that I'm looking at them like God sat down and put his reading glasses on and took his time building your ass, and then he brought you to me.
Yo,
and I just got to tell you that God did. He gave us all the glory,
man.
But look, when you got a motherfucker that you appreciate like that, I'll tell you, I will stop. I need to stop. It's midday. Hold on, I'm gonna put all my calls on hold because I got to just tell you for 10 minutes. God damn, you are beautiful,
man.
Are
you crazy? I had one like, damn. Shit.
You know, I know. Trust me, I know the feel. I felt that vibration when I put it out there. My ex, I could not go 10 minutes without saying, you are so goddamn fucking fine.
Jesus Christ. Y'all both sound like y'all ready to be in a relationship.
I feel like that goddamn meme that's going around right now with the nigga looking out the window.
Yeah.
That's how I feel every day.
Looking for a girlfriend?
Yeah, I know.
But I will not date another motherfucker that don't celebrate me the same way.
That's the thing I
loved about my ex. I think they gave me the same love I gave them. But I've been in relationships where it was very much one-sided, you know, very much like I'm into you. But like now where I'm at, nah, you're not going to come up in this world. Because see, I know where I'm going to be in 2 years. I know. So in 2 years, you got to be a nigga that can handle where I am right now,
where
I'm going to be, and be able to still keep me balanced and still just show up butt naked in the morning like,
you
baby,
know, that's
it's time
a good
to get up.
You probably should get a medical professional.
That's a good point you made. Some people get comfortable.
Yeah.
And I remember I didn't remember the last time my ex had even looked at me and said, "You're so handsome." And we as men, you know, we love that shit too.
We gotta hear it.
Yeah.
You know,
I need to hear that shit.
You know, it. The thing that love is love is free. Absolutely. Love don't cost nothing. Mm-hmm. You, it is nothing to, you know, this is so crazy. When I was in a relationship, not the last one, but the one before that, when I was still working in the union, I moved across the street from my job so I can go home and have sex every day during the day. I had to live across the street from my job. And I would leave for lunch and I would go home and we had to have sex every single day. But that was because more than anything, it was just a sexual thing. We just had a high sex drive.
Sounds like fun.
But my last relationship, it wasn't just all about sex and all that. It was more about like true partnership, true companionship. Yeah. Like we woke up every day with a business plan. We wrote out what we were going to do for the day and the week. How we were going to.
Y'all was like on the same.
We was on the same wavelength.
But you know, we recently had the ladies from Married to Medicine in here.
And oh my God.
We got one coming up. Quad's coming back.
I know. I can't wait.
But you know, I'm a fan of the show. I'm watching the show. And one of the wives, you know, the one who Dr. Simone filed for divorce. I'm watching them and it's like she's expecting him to come on to her, but I don't see her reciprocating it.
But is that Cecil? Damn.
Cecil, yeah, and Cecil, Simone.
And Cecil ain't getting no pussy.
That's what I'm saying. She's not, she's not being sexual.
Cecil,
and it's like,
Cecil
why?
Out there in Atlanta, he gonna fuck around and get his dick sucked at Lennox Mall by a little boy. Let me tell you something. Women, it is your job. It is your job to service these men because when you don't, it's a nigga waiting. And let me tell you what we don't do. We don't do all the... It's like, nigga, here's some Prada. Nigga, here's some... Nigga, we are not... We are a problem for you. Hold on. Your bitches, yours, are running yous into the arms of me's.
Ma'am, never.
No, there's no ma'am. This is a dick over here. So let's be clear. Dick.
Sir, did you say... Women, you need to serve these fellas.
I'm saying that a woman's responsibility is to stop being a fucking nag to your man.
Yeah.
Stop being. Do you know how hard it is on men in this world? Black men on top of that.
Exactly on top of that.
The world is already cruel. You wake up walk into a cruel world every day. You know how many no's I get? No. And I'm at a level where I get a lot of yeses, but I still get a lot of no's. There are times I come home and I done been beat down with no's, but guess what? I'm still good.
Yeah.
But guess what? If I was in a relationship and I had to come home, you know, when I was in my relationship, you know, when I would come home, I'd be like, man, this person do this. He would say, man, let me just cook you something to eat. Let's sit down and watch a movie for a minute. Let's vibe out and then let's get into it and come up with a plan. That motherfucker kept me balanced. I'd be ready to just chop a motherfucker's head off or I'd be ready to spend hella money. He'd be like, you know what? Let's put this in the bank. Let it sit for like 3 days before we spend it and then decide what you want to do with it. That's that balance that I think is
good.
Women don't, not all women. Because there are a lot of women listening who are going to say,
I do it.
Yeah.
You ain't talking about me.
No, you ain't talking about me. Because even I get it for a businesswoman. I work all day. Jason got my ass working 7 days a week. Okay. I don't got no days off.
And you know what I love about that? I said to myself.
That nigga said, you know what I love.
You know what I love?
No, listen.
Hey, what I love about making you.
But she will tell you, and all the other people that work for me will tell you, how much is built character in them.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
When they first came thinking, ain't no clocking
such a
out.
Princess. Yeah, because you're so used to like a normal. Let me tell you something. You, even if you don't have a job that you're working, you work, you know, 5 days a week. But if you love what you do, you should be applying yourself 7 days a week.
But that's the thing.
Melissa back there working right goddamn.
And let me tell you something. I love my team because as much as they know it's their job, they are in love with it. And I feel like that goes back to relationships. A relationship. This is the reason why I'm not in a relationship. It's not because I can't find anybody. My DMs are lit. It's because I know the investment that I have to put into that person and what I'm going to expect that person to put back into me.
Right.
When you go and film, wilding out, you doing 12-hour days every day for 30 days. You fucking are burnt the fuck out. You know, your diet ain't right because you're not disciplined. You traveling. You have employees who sometimes drive you fucking nuts. You want to be able to have a balance. Could you imagine coming home and somebody just and you ain't doing this to me. You know, your job, women, and some of you niggas out there, you're supposed to be that support system.
Can I, especially if you're a kept woman,
and men too.
But if you're a kept woman, bitch, when he gets home, you better be a little lit, do a sexy dance for him.
You don't get be it. Doing that shit.
First of all, back to the point I was making. I'm a businesswoman, so I understand the women that are too tired to apply themselves. But you know, sometimes I'll just like, I'll take a couple of shots of something and I just go in there and I'll just start dancing for him and just, you know, it can lead to things, but
never had that.
It helps release my stress from but just take a little break.
Because the parties have, okay. I knew when my last, not the last one, but the relationship before last with Josh, the one I told you I thought was kind of retarded, mentally retarded.
Well, damn, Josh.
Fuck that nigga. The reason why we were together was all transactional. It was all, you give me sex and watch my brother when I'm at work, and I'm going to give you anything you want, and we're all going to be happy. We were cheating on each other. Yeah. We were cheating on each other with people we didn't even want to cheat with. I went to fuck somebody who he had already cheated on me and our house. That's how bad it was. It was bad.
Sounds like a Hollywood relationship.
No,
it wasn't like Jerry
Springer. This wasn't Hollywood. This was back home. This was just some stupid ass fuck shit I got myself into. But the point is that I know the toxicity of what that relationship did versus my last one. And now that nigga done set the bar. He didn't have no money when we came into it. He had money when we left, but he had money when we came into it. It wasn't even about money. I had never been in a relationship with somebody that I actually sat down and built a strategic plan with every single day. I brought in the money, he managed the money. Or he brought in the clients and I executed the work. And what I've just found is that for me now, I mean, I sat at Marc Jacobs' show looking at my friend who's getting ready to marry Marc Jacobs. I'm like, I need to find me somebody where we're equally yoked or at least.
That's right.
Or that's doing better than me.
Because right there, because Marc Jacobs is a designer. Char, he's a designer as well, right?
No, he is a model, yeah. And he has his own candle line and different things. He's getting ready to do it. He's working on a project that I can't wait to share about. But I mean, you know, he's his own person. But, you know, he could have went into that relationship very like, I mean, because that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, but again, I just think, you know, you have to find somebody that's equally yoked. But anyway, that's enough about that. So if I do get married,
y'all, it's going to be lit. It's going to be, that's going to be so much fun. I'm like excited, looking forward to like lit ass Hollywood.
My sister's getting married next month.
You going to
the
wedding.
You sound so excited.
I'm in the wedding. I don't like the wedding colors.
Oh, what are the colors?
Pastels.
I'm like beige or something. I'm like, I don't look good in that.
Well, you're going to have to wear it, Jack.
I know. But I'm going to go and support her, and then I got to fly to Atlanta for a month. But, you know, right. I just, I'm looking at my friend getting ready to get married. I'm like, do I want to get married? You know, and there's never really a too old age to get married.
No.
I mean, of course, you want to be able to get married at an age where, you know, your dick is still working.
Ric Flair just got his third marriage. Walked down the Ric Flair drip.
Hey, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
I just want more children, man. I look at my daughter and she getting so older now. I'm ready for a new one. And I'm going to have them back to back, like a year apart, so they can grow up together. I didn't do that with my baby this time.
Right. Me with kids.
I don't want to see it.
You know, when I see people on planes with kids and traveling with kids, I'm like, okay, well, I don't go to the club as much as I used to. And if I did have a kid, I'd want to be rich enough to have a nanny. You know,
that motherfucker's expensive.
Babysit and take them somewhere, you know. But yeah, and I don't want to have no ugly kids.
Jason.
No, because I see my friends that have these beautiful ass kids. Where are you going to bring your kid to the picnic?
And
you can't put a leash on an ugly kid. Because I be seeing white people with leashes on their kids. I'm like, okay, it's one thing that you put a leash on a kid. But if you got an ugly kid that's like you know, with his tongue out and you got a leash on him, they're going to definitely think it's a dog.
All right, moving on.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so listen, everybody knows I like to smell like $1 million. Every time I come in the room, I talk about how good I smell and I make sure that everybody else backs it up. But look, I'm telling you all how you can get this smell. That's not a pause. I'm telling everybody how they can smell good for the low. So here's the deal. Scentbird, it is a luxury fragrance subscription service where you can subscribe and receive these beautiful containers full of your best fragrances. Luxury. This is right here. This is Burberry.
Burberry.
Over here smelling like money. Okay, so tell people, Giovanni, how they can get their own Scentbird account and how they can, too, be smelling like me.
All right. First, I want to tell you guys that you can get a new cologne every month. If you can't decide, you can definitely get the editor-selected cologne of the month. Data cologne before committing a full-time situation. Over 450 designer brands, all right? So if you want that, if you want to be smelling like Jason Lee, all right, just visit scentbird.com/unlock. Use our code UNLOCKED for 50% off. That's only $7.50 for your first month. Free shipping, all right? Scentbird.com/unlocked. That's scentbird.com/unlocked
and listen,
for 50% off.
They have Tom Ford, Gucci, Burberry, like I just showed. They have all the
Versace.
Brands. So for those of you out there that are dating somebody that you want to give them a gift and you want them to feel like they're getting that real high-end experience for the low, Scentbird is your account to get. So go and sign up today. The Emmys just popped off. Let's get into it.
Yeah, so the Emmys, they showed some diversity this year. You know, prior to the Emmys, we had already heard of a list of nominees. Tiffany Haddish, Kevin Hart, among others. But this year, Regina King won. She won her third Emmy for Best Lead Actress in a Limited Series. RuPaul's Drag Race won Outstanding Reality Competition Series. And Thandi Newton won Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama.
Now, I got to ask you this. I don't know if it was for play or for what. But when she said, I don't believe in God.
You know, every black person in the room said, bitch.
But I want to thank her. That shocked the fuck out of me. I don't know if that was a joke. I don't know if she was serious.
Sounds like she was serious. We posted it.
Sheesh. We posted it and a lot of people commented online. Listen, I'm going to just say this. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are, famous, not famous, rich, broke, gay, straight, black, fat, skinny. I don't care who you are. If you do not acknowledge God, I cannot deal with you. I can't.
It's just weird.
There's no way you can come through. I mean, like, I'm a living testimony of a lot of things, and hopefully one day I get to tell my story. But there's no way you go through life as challenging as it is every day and not acknowledge the higher power. And so, I mean, if you could say, so if you think God is a woman, what Bible are you reading that out of?
Ariana Grande. Y'all get what I did there?
If she pats her pussy one more time on TV, I'm calling the police.
I don't think God has a sex. I think
you don't
God
think
is,
God's a man?
No.
Oh, no, not God. God, sorry.
Oh, Jesus
is a man.
Oh, no, Jesus is a man.
Okay.
Yes.
But God is everybody.
But here's the thing. A lot of people say, I want to thank God, but there could be a lot of gods.
True.
I'm very specific when I say I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus
Christ.
That's
right. That's right.
So people know what the God is that I serve.
Okay.
That's right. But you know, as black people, we take that shit seriously.
When she said that, I said, hold on,
we
Jeff.
We said, hold up now.
What did she say specifically?
She said, even though I don't believe in him or her.
No, she said, I don't even believe in God.
But I want to thank her.
That was a lot.
That's a lot.
She didn't write that and run that past nobody.
Okay. Because I tell you what, if Tyler Perry knew that before he did put
but
her
you,
in
all- you. Did you hear the crowd's response when she said it?
Yeah,
you can hear the crowd's response.
Everyone was like, oh, okay.
They gasped. Yeah. Well, congrats to y'all.
You got up there and acknowledged that there was no God.
Yeah, come on. Like, girl.
But didn't Tiffany Haddish win an award also?
Tiffany Haddish, and to which Cat Williams bowed down to her. Yeah. And so we got to see that they made up. And
that
and
was the best interview.
Cat Williams is always just speaking his mind. And you know, you can't take it too personal. And
he
think
has a lot of valid points.
I mean, hello.
Yeah.
Shout out. Yeah, but. Why do we have to put one woman against another for the sake of acknowledging one's talents or lack of talents? Like, we don't say Cardi B versus Nicki Minaj. The world does. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I mean, I said when Nicki comes back, she got to come back hard with a good album. I thought she had a decent album. Thought it was good. But, you know, Tiffany Haddish is her time right now. Everybody has their moment. Hollywood Unlocked, we're getting into our moment, but there's going to come a time where Hollywood Unlocked is not Hollywood Unlocked anymore. I mean, it may be years from now, but I mean, everybody has their moment. I don't know why we have to pit one against the other.
It wasn't that he was putting them. It was more of the black comedian thing. Like, oh, this is why this black comedian's on TV and this one isn't, and this one is this and this one isn't. And it's been a long standing like myth in among black comedians that you got to wear a dress present yourself as a woman to make it mainstream.
Black people need to get off of stereotypes.
Yeah, can you just shut up?
This is the thing. People, and in particular people of color, we tend to be uncomfortable living and thinking outside the box. You know, I may not get the transgender community. I get it more now that we've had three different transgender people on our show. But before that, I didn't know a lot about it and had a lot of stereotypes about it. But I had to use my platform to learn, right? I just don't understand why people are so consumed with it has to be this way, it has to be that way. But anyway, I digress. Michael Che gives out the reparation Emmys. What happened?
Yeah, so I wrote about that. Michael Che, he's a SNL comedian. He did a skit, because he's the co-host of the show, of reparation Emmys. So he gave reparation Emmys to the mother from The Jeffersons, the wife from The Jeffersons, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting her name. Jimmy Walker from Good Times. Kadeem Harrison from...
Hardison.
From...
A different world,
and John Witherspoon, Wayne's Brothers, as well as Tashina Arnold from Martin and
Jaleel White.
Angelil White.
Why are you trying to remember when it's written on the paper?
That's okay. You did great.
Because I wrote about it and I just like.
You did great.
Okay.
Proceed.
So,
yeah.
But anyway, that's great. All the niggas got Emmys.
Real actual Emmys, but it was
all. Did the niggas get them? Half of them are dead.
Well, no, they were all alive, the ones he gave them to.
Excuse me. This woman from The Good Times, what's her name?
She is alive, and he personally handed her the award.
I saw the picture.
You talking about Marla Gibbs?
Yes.
Oh, well, she wasn't from the Jeffersons. Yeah, she was a Jefferson.
Yes, she was there. Good Times.
Wait,
too.
So was Jimmy Walker? They were all there.
Well, it was a pre-recorded skit.
But were they? And they all.
They were
got,
all.
Did
in
they
the
all
skit.
Get real Grammy Emmys?
They got real authentic Emmys.
All of them.
But it sucks that they were reparation Emmys.
Wait, but is that right or wrong?
That's the debate. It's like, is this a good thing or is it not? Because people are still writing pieces like why the Emmys weren't diverse. Because if that you did a skit to make fun of the fact that you've been ignoring black talent for years.
If I had to give a reparation Emmy to anybody.
Who would it be?
Because it would have to be TV, right?
Mm-hmm. That's TV. Yes.
I would give a reparation Emmy to Taj Mowry. From the Smart Guy.
The whole family. Give it to the whole family.
I will give it to rest in peace, old boy who played Jet Jackson.
Oh, yeah. No, but that was only one role.
You don't,
but no,
you don't get
an
Emmy because you killed yourself? No.
Oh.
No. Sorry. All right, let's move on. Sesame Street. Let's move on.
Rest in peace to Jet Jackson, though. That was my show growing up. Sesame Street. So, okay, the creator of Bert and Ernie recently came out and said that Bert and Ernie are actually in a gay relationship.
How they do it?
Okay, and this is after decades.
I just want to know who was getting fucked.
Yeah, because you guys were watching Sesame Street as kids. Did you
no,
guys?
No, but listen, I wasn't watching it thinking one of them were fucking each other.
Okay.
Like, come on, I don't even.
I definitely, as I got older.
One's yellow, one's orange.
So even,
who's fucking who? It's too much.
So Mark Salzman confirmed that they were in a gay relationship. Literally later that day, Sesame Street released a statement saying puppets don't have sexual orientations.
Let's stop right there.
Them niggas was gay.
Let's stop right there. If you are two men in your 30s.
Them niggas was in their 40s.
Whatever. For decades, living together, just you two, ain't no bitches coming over. Whether you sucking each other's dick or playing with each other's little balls under the dinner table, you're fucking gay. And here's the deal. You know, it's so funny that I used to go home every year Thanksgiving with my family, and I'd be like, This is my roommate. It never dawned on me over the years how many roommates I had. But them niggas knew what was up. He fucking.
Your family know.
Plus, all my roommates was cute.
Yeah, they're not dumb.
Yo, I've seen a lot of pictures after this has surfaced of them two.
Yeah, now they're a meme. It's
they holding hands. They got their legs back with head.
I just think it was unnecessary. Scary. It was unnecessary. Bert and Sesame Street been out for about 30 years.
You know, black and white.
I do believe that there should be gay
puppets.
I don't
you know
think
why?
So.
Let me tell you why. Okay, you could say why not, but I'm gonna tell you why. Because there are little gay boys watching these shows that need to see themselves in the show. I was never a little gay boy sitting around looking at TV trying to find myself in the TV because I don't think like that. I think like I'm gonna get up and get what the fuck I want. Period. But there are some people who rely on identification in television or in different mediums to be able to see that they can exist as well. So you don't believe that there should be gay puppets?
No, I don't think there should be. I mean, like gay puppets. I mean, maybe if you want to do an episode of like, I have a crush on a boy, because that's what you're normal doing at the age of 6 or 7. You just have crushes. You're not going into full-fledged relationships. So I don't think that they need to show that aspect of it.
So why can't Big Bird kiss Oscar the Grouch?
Because Big Bird shouldn't be kissing Minnie the Mouse. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be showing that to children. You want them to be children. I don't want my kids thinking about kissing and touching and all of that when you're watching Sesame Street.
I don't give a damn what neither one of y'all say. I don't want to see no goddamn puppets doing none of that shit.
First of all, Tickle Me Elmo was nothing but a predator's fucking bait. Like, why are you tickling this little fucking animal? Let me tell you something. Little kids walking around the streets right now thinking it's okay to be tickled. It is not okay for people to be tickling you.
Yeah, no, I don't. That's
what was
I'm
the
saying.
Last time you seen a Tickle Me Elmo commercial?
I knew the nigga who was Tickle Me Elmo. And why ain't he Tickle Me Elmo no more? Because he was tickling a lot more than he should have.
So was Pee-wee Herman. Yeah, they was all little
first of
freakies.
All, if you hanging out with a nigga with his name Pee-wee
Herman,
clearly you got a lot of shortcomings. All right. Anyway, so I do. I don't think that Sesame Street is a place where kids should explore their sexuality.
Yeah.
But I absolutely believe, like, if you enter in any type of straight relationship between puppets, you have to have a gay relationship.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Because it's just like, openness, like thinking of all the cartoons I watched as a child, Hey Arnold, Rugrats, the most the kids were doing were having crushes. So you can introduce that because, yeah, I knew one of my close friends, I knew he was gay since second grade, you know? So it's like he, at that age, he knew he was gay too. He just wasn't totally sure. So there should be some representation for children at early ages with their sexuality, but I just don't think they should be in full-fledged relationships.
Well, again, it's debatable because how do you then show gay?
True.
Like, it can't just be sex. People think that being gay just means fucking somebody of the same sex. Mm. Gay people love people. Gay people raise children. Gay people vote. Gay people add to the economy. Gay people run the industry. Gay people are as much a prominent part of this world as straight people are. I think whenever I find somebody who's super straight, like, oh, man, get away. You know, sort of like how you do. Oh,
get
man.
Get the
oh,
fuck
oh,
out
oh,
of
oh,
here.
Ooh,
no.
Ooh, ooh, what do they say? No homo.
Yeah, pause.
Pause, pause. Those are the niggas sucking dick.
On a G.
And listen, no, hey, ladies, if your man is riding in the car pointing out all the faggots he sees down the street, yeah, guess what? He's getting porked in the ass. Yeah.
First of all,
I take my man with me to all the gay parties.
First of all,
and see that he's fine.
I think that a woman should do an anal test once a month.
First of all,
just tell him you want to lick his ass and spread his cheeks. Now, if the asshole open up, it's been occupied.
First of all, which takes me to my second of all, there's no second of all. Third of all, I go to where the gay niggas at because that's where the baddest bitches be at.
Yeah, I like to see a man be comfortable in that environment.
I'm very comfortable. You know that.
Now, can I tell you some crazy shit that happened to me in New York?
Yes, please.
This is really going to be crazy, but I'm going to tell my story.
You need some time today.
No, just really quick. I can't say who. No, I'm not going to say the story. Fuck it. Anyway.
No, say the fucking story.
Wait, now I want to know.
So, I'm chilling with one of my straight homies.
Oh, God. Come on.
Oh, this is serious. Come on now.
I can't. I'm too embarrassed to even tell the story. Only in our community.
Oh, God.
Do we care about sexual exploration? Only in our community. And it only applies to black men.
I let girls eat my ass.
Hold on. Because you like your asshole play with.
No,
my nigga, you
no.
do.
If anybody.
Hold on.
Any type
I'm
of penetration.
Gay, I'm gay as fuck. You ain't touching my booty hole. Period.
First of all, a bitch ain't touching my ass. She licking my
gooch.
If her
tongue is in your little asshole
no,
where shit
first
comes
all,
out.
Don't no tongue go in my
okay,
ass.
Okay, look, I don't want to keep going down your asshole.
False.
Here's what I'm saying. When it comes to sexuality, people only care when it applies to a black man. Nobody cares if two white men kiss on TV.
I agree with you on that.
Brokeback Mountain won Oscars. Nobody cares. It was a love story. Oh, my God. I think I jacked my dick off to that movie. It was so amazing. I did. Secondly, white women, black women, Asian women, Mexican women, women can fucking suck pussy all day long.
True.
And it's celebrated. Don't let two black men be caught kissing or fucking around because that's gay. That's bad. That is a conditional response to young black men wanting to explore themselves from their older black family members, their community, their pastors who's probably fucking them too. But anyway, that is a black male thing. And it's just unfortunate. I travel the world. I go to different places. Those motherfuckers, Dominican Republic, they don't give a fuck about shit. I'd be like,
in a southern thing too. I was having drinks with two other girls that work in media this weekend, and one was saying her friend is gay, asked her to be in her wedding, and she told her no. And we were like, why? She's like, I don't do gay marriage. And I'm like, what? Like, come on now. Like, I read the Bible too, girl. And it's a message of love. It ain't a message of singling out what sin is worse than the other.
There ain't nothing like watching a straight man get his dick sucked and realize that it was okay. And better.
By a girl?
By a guy. Oh, God. Who said, oh, God? Him.
Julie Chen.
Oh, me.
Okay, look, this show's gone left.
Okay, so Julie Chen Moonves announced this week that she's leaving The Talk after her husband, Les Moonves, all these sexual assault allegations he coming out about him. And so she's leaving The Talk, and she's been there since its inception in 2009. But she's like standing by her man. So the question is, are you willing to quit your job in order to support your spouse?
Hell no.
I would. Depending on what it is.
You different cut from, you cut from a different cloth.
I mean, it depends.
Well, there's a couple things. One, she sits on a panel of five women that talk to women about issues related to women.
To women.
Mm-hmm. How do you sit there objectively
right.
as a woman talking about topics like Me Too, which is in the news every day, mm-hmm. when your own husband is a part of the problem?
Me Too, yeah.
You know, somebody said to me, one of the executives said to me a couple weeks ago that the Me Too movement is the new HIV. Really? Think about it. We don't know if this stuff is even true. He has allegations. This man ran an entire network.
Sean Penn said it's dividing men and women.
Well, I mean, Terry Crews got his balls grabbed by a nigga.
Right.
A white executive.
Well, regard, but I'm just saying, like, you know, and do we not live in the same industry that we know this happens every day? They're not going to change. It's unfortunate, but this is not going to change anything. All you're doing now, I think, is making it harder for people to, let me back up. Let me say this correctly, because I already could feel the mail. Mm. The Me Too movement is making it awkward for people to coexist in the industry right now, because you have to be careful on everything you do. We work in an industry where we're at parties drunk together, where we are on set overnight together, in trailers together, in destinations together. You know, fashion, you're a model, you're backstage naked, quick changes, you're mm-hmm. naked around people, people are putting clothes on you, people are taping your breasts together. This is not working at a hospital or working in the mailroom. You're working very closely with people, and when you're close with people and there's any type of intimacy, things change. I remember a day where you could literally go in the club and be like, what's up, and then grab somebody's ass, and it was just grabbing somebody's ass. Now, if you're a prominent person in the industry, that's Me Too. That's, I don't know. I don't agree with that. I think there's just different levels. If I say to you, hey, you can get on my show, but you got to suck my dick first. That's mm-hmm. different.
That's different. But it's even beyond Me Too. Like, even when that girl, two girls reached out to me to try to, and it's not even just extortion that they are doing to these rap artists. They want Instagram followers, literally. Wow. And it's disgusting. Girl, you sliding in my DMs to put something out against a rapper who's not worried about you. You just slept with him. You fucked him. And you're trying to get money out of a blog site to get the story of somebody you had sex with? Damn, it's like.
And let me say that this is not to discredit all the women out there who are having these experiences, right? I mean, there's some credibility to it. But with anything credible, you can throw a bunch of lies in there too and make a lie look credible as well. Mm. I just don't know what the Me Too movement is at this point anymore. I mean, mm-hmm. now if you say, Jason Lee told me that in order to get on the show, I had to suck his dick. That's automatically believable now where I have to step down? Nah. Guess what? I run the board. I ain't stepping down shit. Because mm-hmm. I'm not going to ever tell anybody they got to give me something to get something, because if mm-hmm. everybody knows me knows that that's the number one thing that turns me off on a person. Like, if you come at me on some, yo, I want to do this if you do that, nah, I'm cool off of you.
Yeah.
Because the thirst is not that serious.
It's just hard. With the Me Too is going on at the same time where clout chasing is at an all-time high. So mm-hmm. I think the clout chasers discredit the actual victims.
Am I willing to quit my job to support myself, my spouse? If I'm in a relationship with somebody that I absolutely love and there's a conflict between my job and my spouse, I'm going to side with my spouse because I can go get another job where I can start my own company. I feel like I'm talented enough to do a lot of different things, or mm-hmm. I got enough relationships where I can figure it out. But I mean, I'm talking about, this is my spouse.
Yes.
It's not my nigga flying for the weekend.
Yeah.
She'll be fine. That's why I was saying, in her regard, I would do the same thing, because it's like, girl, your husband's the CEO of CBS. Like, y'all going to be fine.
But didn't she also, like, really talk about, it was some woman everybody was on her head about for dogging. Oh, shit.
It wasn't her. I don't think she's getting criticized for sure, but I don't think it was her.
Listen, these folks going to bounce back.
They going to bounce out. They got enough money. They money long.
So my friend is into Forex trading, and he's been doing really good in the Forex markets. I don't understand that enough, but I wanted to get into trading. My friend Frank Cross in Wall Street turned me on to this app called Robinhood. And I know that I turned you on to, and we signed up and we got accounts. And Robinhood is an app that helps people invest easily.
Yep. ETFs option and cryptos, all commission free. All right. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. All right. So if you got a little bit of money and you can put it on the side to invest in something, you need to use Robinhood.
So for those people who may be intimidated by the stock market and don't understand how to read all those things in the NASDAQ, this is going to help you. It's an easy way of learning your way into the stock market for all you newcomers out there.
Yep. That's right. Other brokerage people charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees, trade stocks, and keeps all of your profits. Design, easy of use, easy to understand, charts and market data. Place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone, and it's easy breezy, cover girl.
And listen, just like anything riding a bike, you learn by doing. So what I love about it is it's really easy to learn through this app. You learn how to invest and build your portfolio, and you discover new stocks and track the stocks that you invest in just by the easy design of this application. So what I love about it, the custom notification helps you out when there's price movements in your stock and helps alert you when you should get into things and get out of things.
That's right. So Robinhood is giving our listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio to get you started out. Sign up at unlocked.robinhood.com. That's unlocked.robinhood.com.
All right, moving next. On.
Webby. You remember Webby?
Yeah.
Girl, no, give me that.
I don't know who
Webby is. Girl, give me that. Oh. Girl, give me that. Girl, give me that. Girl, give me that. Pussy.
And you that want ain't nothing.
Okay, listen. Okay. Continue.
Okay. Well, he just caught his teenage son with his friends running a train on a girl.
Allegedly.
And he pulled out his phone and put them on blast and was like kind of criticizing them and ridiculing them and saying he repeatedly told the kids, you fucked up. He also put the girl on his social media.
He put her face out there?
Did he put his face?
No, he didn't
put the face. He was talking to the girl and he says, this girl's crazier than a motherfucker. You better stop. And then one of the kids tried to leave out and he said, don't get to running. Don't run out of this. And he also threatened to tell the kids' parents. But... You put it on social media.
Webby.
So they know.
Let me tell you this in the name of You Ain't Got No Hot Songs Lately. How many girls have you ran trains on, Webby?
Okay.
Come on.
Can I say that in my 41 years, I've never ran a train?
Really?
No. I don't. What is that?
That's when you...
Wait, what are...
I never had a train run on me, but I people was running trains in high school.
So running a train, let me get it right because I've had a lot of experiences. I want to make sure that I'm saying this accurate. Running a train is when two or more guys
have sex with one
are all having
girl.
Sex with one person.
Yes, yeah.
I've never done that.
I got the front, my boy.
I mean,
got
I've
the
had
back.
Threesomes, foursomes, and stuff. Like, you know, there's been a lot of us in the room. We're all doing a lot of different things.
That's a debauchery party.
Yeah, but well, listen,
that's an orgy.
You can't rain on my parade because I'm willing to get out here. I can tell my truth.
Orgies and running trains are different,
right?
Because orgies is multiple.
I think an orgy is different. Orgy is more than four people.
Yeah, orgies just, right? It could be two, just two, it could be more than four people. But as long as it's multiple
train,
people. Running a train is one
is
person
where there's a girl,
getting all the, or a guy. It could be a guy okay. getting a train.
And they're getting just dicks everywhere.
Dick everywhere. So.
Well.
The question is, have your.
My question is, where was this girl's parents?
Well, that's the, I mean, clearly, you know.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I know a lot of my guy friends run trains on girls, and I would watch because I like watching my straight friends have sex with girls. It's kind of interesting. I don't do it as much anymore because people know who I am now, and that's kind of weird. Like, oh, you're the guy. No, we're not doing that. We're not going to do that. But I find it interesting that, you know, these choo-choo trains still exist. Because at what point do you stop having trains? Like, how old are you when you say, I'm no longer going to be the conductor on this bullshit?
That was a good one. When I was touring and dancing for a lot of artists, man, I did that shit a lot. Now, I can't do it.
So you're running trains?
Yeah, we was busting them down.
So set the stage for me. You're,
how old were you when you did that?
Wait, hold on. You're in a hotel room.
Yeah.
It's you and how many guys and a girl?
She was probably like, it might be some of the few of the dancers, other dancers.
So, and it's one girl.
Sometimes.
So when you guys are in the dark, I mean.
Ain't no dark. Because I need to see all that shit. Nigga, don't be walking past me to change positions.
No, because I'm saying. In
your
the,
shit
wait,
grazed
no,
my shoulder, nigga,
why,
now I got to kill you.
Wait, the reason why I say is because. No, listen. You're going to feel this one. You're going to feel what I'm about to say. Because I'm saying this with all the love. In the dark, a mouth is a mouth.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on now. I think that's why he got the lights on when he's doing what he's doing.
I said I need to see.
You were not in Shibuya with all the lights on.
Yes, I was in Shibuya, Japan with all the lights
so
on.
So that means you can see all the dicks too.
Nigga, I don't care. Nigga, I need to know. If we change positions, nigga, I don't want none of this.
So
if that happened to me,
wait,
I gotta kill you.
Wait, get back on the mic. So when you're running a train,
yeah,
is your raw penis going into her vagina?
No, bro.
So it's a bunch of plastic, back to back plastic action. Because you all are wearing condoms, apparently.
I hope so. I hope so.
So how does one's dick get hard in the room with other dicks? I just don't.
You gotta understand. This is what I'm trying to tell you. I was younger then. Oh. I could do. I, that's why I said I so can't do that
just
shit.
Get
now.
Hard like that anymore.
Yeah, I can't do that shit.
It
now.
Seems like guys, it's a normal thing for y'all. Yeah, my like boyfriend was telling me him and his friends ran a train on a girl, and I'm like, how y'all just in the room?
I saw dicks? A video of my friend. I was in the Dominican Republic. And my friend was showing me videos in his phone because I like to go through my friend's phones because I find it interesting to watch. My friends involved with people. It's just, wow, that was interesting. Oh, she looked like a koala bear. Okay, that was cute. But anyway, he was in the bed with another guy and a girl. The guy was fucking the girl. And then he ended up fucking the guy while he was fucking the girl. I was just so like, I cannot even process it.
Like, it's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on. Like, did the girl see it? Like, how did you warm her up to that conversation? Was it like a hello, ha-ha, surprise? Like, anyway, what I thought it was just so interesting to watch these choo-choo trains because how do you communicate when you're all in the room? So when you're in the room with the dancers and you got the one girl, how are you all communicating?
I'm always normally one to pop it off because they didn't already came to a show.
So what do you say? Niggas, take your clothes off. Let's go.
No, bro, come on.
Yeah, what's the lead up?
So here's what it is. After a concert, like, so say when I was with Chris, if they can't get to Chris, they all trying to get to the dancers. So we in the room, we drinking, partying, normal shit. Mind you, it's like a few dancing there, but it's also a few girls. But a lot of times those girls was leaving because remember, I was younger, they had to leave. And sometimes with some other chicks in there. So at this time, girls is lit. So, you know, me, I'm always one that's like, yo, what's up? You know, at the time, it's like, yo, you got some nice ass titties. Let me see. And then they just pull that shit out. Next thing you know, I start sucking the one. My nigga come on and start sucking the one. Next thing you know, everybody naked.
Okay. And so, do you ever in that experience of the choo choo train feel like this is kind of a little gay?
No, not at that time.
I mean, I don't think it is, but
as a man, you go through a fucking locker room, you're liable to see a dick or two. Mm.
True. Yes, yeah, they smack butts in sports.
I didn't know how many fine athletes there were. I think I should have been a coach.
You want to just be in a locker room.
Or a water boy or something.
Well, the question is, have your parents ever caught you in the act?
Hell no.
Or have you ever been caught getting
Listen,
it on?
Listen, all the niggas that used to come to my house when I was with my mom, she thought they were just my homeboys. Like, oh, shit, y'all was out hanging out late. Okay, y'all better get some sleep. We're like, okay, mom, good night.
Nah. I got caught by both my parents.
Damn. Having sex?
Well, like after, in the starting stages, the after stages, it's embarrassing.
Oh my God.
I was on punishment a lot as a teenager.
I got one time when I had first discovered masturbation, my grandma called me masturbating. That was very fucking embarrassing. And then the next day, she was like, I saw you in there playing with your little Willy Wonka. I was like, first, and I was so mad because I was so embarrassed that she called me. And then another story is when I was like 10 or 11, at this next door neighbor, and I'm not gonna say her name, but I went over to my grandmother and I went downstairs with her. And for some reason, just something compelled me to start unbuttoning her fucking shirt. And I started unbuttoning her shirt, and then all I hear is this, I almost said her name, and then I hear these footsteps and her fucking pops caught us.
Oh, look, yeah, you got caught.
Yeah, it was, that shit was so embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Like, my stepdad legit was coming home from work, you know, probably feeling all good, and he see me over there on the couch with
getting bust wide open.
My Colombian boo at the time, that one. Then another time, whatever, we had literally just moved to the neighborhood, and I hooked up with the next door neighbor, and we wasn't even living on the first floor. We was on the second floor. And so the boy, only way for him to go out the house, he would have had to just like, you know, go down the stairs or whatever. So my mother just, I don't know, it must have been a mother's intuition. It was in the middle of the night. She came in the kitchen and she just came in my room and she was like, Jocelyn, get him the fuck out of my house. I'll deal with you after. I was on punishment the whole day.
The only time I've ever been caught, because I've never been in a situation where it ain't my shit, or I rented a hotel room, it's like, cause I don't have sex in people's houses. You know why?
You wanna?
I don't trust cameras and shit. I don't trust nothing. Yeah. When you come to my house, you cannot enter my bedroom when it's time to go to sleep with this. This motherfucker got to go in the cabinet. If you come in my room and argue with me about bringing, I need to have it in case what? Your mama die? Well, you gonna find out in the morning. In case your job calls, well, you're not even in town. In case what? Jesus not gonna call you on the phone. He's going to call you.
You better start making niggas check iWatches too.
No.
Yeah, iWatches too.
All electronics gotta stay out the room. Okay, but listen, I got caught one time. I am not gonna say whose house I was in, but it was like 2 years ago. This is the only time I ever got caught in my whole life. 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I was doing some ratchet shit I shouldn't have been doing in somebody's house because I was so drunk. And I'm thinking everybody's gone to bed and this house is so big, you're not going to be able to find me where I was at. Nigga, that door opened and I got caught and I was just like, man. But I didn't think nobody was going to say nothing until months later they brought it up.
Caught doing what? Getting it on?
Hmm?
You was getting it on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just look.
All right, so everybody done got caught.
Okay.
So Webby, calm down. Okay,
move
it's
on.
Normal.
Next issue.
All right, so Dwayne Wade has announced his retirement. So,
okay, congratulations. Yeah, Let's move on to the next story.
Oh, we already touched. Oh, Portia Williams. She announced her pregnancy. She's after years of suffering a miscarriage. 6 years ago, she suffered a miscarriage. She's expecting her first child with her boyfriend, Dennis McKinley. She's super excited about it. However, she does share that she has some concerns. When I found out I was pregnant, I was excited, but I had mixed feelings. The other feeling that I had beside excitement was fear. This is the first child for both her and Dennis. She's 37.
Well, God is going to be on your side. You're going to have a great, great pregnancy. You're going to see this one
I'm
full
so
through.
Excited for her.
Portia's beautiful, and she supports us at Hollywood Unlocked, and she's good. So I'm happy for her. And now she needs to get married and become a real housewife of Atlanta.
Yes. And for people saying, oh, she hasn't been with this guy that long, shut up. She's 37. The clock is ticking.
Listen,
have that baby.
Nobody can talk about time if you suck dick within a 24-hour radius. 24-hour time stone.
Come on, Porky Pig.
You can't. Who are you talking to?
No, because you said, that's all, folks. That's what it reminded me of.
Uh-huh, honey. That's what your shirt, your hat says. That hat gay as fuck. That's a gay-ass fucking
honey,
hat.
Honey, it is. Yes. Whose hat is that, Gio?
First off,
that's a gay-ass hat.
This is my niggas line, and I'm promoting. See? You ain't
that,
shit.
That, your niggas line? I didn't even notice that.
It's your niggas line?
Ain't nothing wrong with this hat.
Uh-huh, honey.
Let me see.
Oh, no. Put the hat back on, Gio.
Ain't nothing wrong with this
what
hat.
What in the crackhead is that?
Gio, you supposed to put conditioner
first of
in
all,
your...
get off of me, man. And you were supposed to take them Sacagawea braids down this morning.
I was like, it looked like my hat and my braids is connected.
Who is that? JR's hat?
No.
Whose hat is that?
I'm not gonna say his name.
No, because
that's my nigga Chris.
Give him free promo. Who?
It's my nigga Chris.
Chris who?
Chris.
He's gay, right?
No, he's not.
Chris is gay as fuck.
He has a honey line, bro.
Chris is gay. Uh-huh,
because
honey.
He has a honey line.
Uh-huh, honey.
Hold on. He has a honey line.
Hold on. It's niggas in the room. Horace, are you ever gonna say uh-huh, honey? Okay.
If the nigga has a honey line, it's called
Why does he have? Because he's
it's cannabis honey.
Mm. Uh huh, honey.
Shut up! You just mad because I called you Porky Pig.
Turn the camera on, Gio.
I'm in way better shape than
no,
you.
No, you're not.
I stand up right now.
Let me tell you something. Let me say something to you, Gio. The next time I see you walking down the street, full out of breath with sweat on your head, I'm gonna pull over and put you on.
First
Hollywood
off, I had just got the shower. All right, I don't fully always dry off. But I bet you I'm
in. Why don't you?
Wait.
Hold on.
Let's do this challenge. Wait a second.
I've challenged you to cut that hair off for like the last 2 months.
I'm growing my shit
out. Wait, that's not for a movie. It ain't for nothing. Why do you still have it that color? Dye it black.
Listen, why are you worried about another man's hair?
Because when you're on this show and you have pulled your hat off and you look like a goddamn
Brillo
pad.
It's hat hair.
What is that?
What is that toupee on
no,
your
no,
head?
No, but what is that? For real, like, what is that?
Do you
put any type of moisturizer in it?
Yes, but I said I was going to wear a hat today.
So then you said, I'm not going to comb it. I'm just going to put a hat on.
No, my hair is curly. It's just hat hair, bro. It's long.
So hat hair is what? Because I never heard
it's smashed, bro. When you put something, it gets smashed down, bro.
But when you woke up this morning, did you put product in it?
Absolutely.
Like, what was it? What type of product?
I use Mixed Chicks for him.
Well, you need to use something else because that's not working.
All right, well, shit. What kind of carpet cleaner you use on that?
Actually, this is a fresh haircut that I got last night. And today, all I did was put a little hairspray on and some oil sheen.
It looks great, by the way.
Let me tell you something. I take very well care of myself. I have the best products at home. I use Dove soap, so my skin smells good. I use Carol's Daughter lotion, so my hands are smooth. I use Clinique facial moisturizer, so I'm not dry. I use Carmex for my lips. I have
like
some
a bad
expensive
bitch
ass cologne that I can't even tell you, and Burberry by Scentbird.
I'm gonna throw that in there.
And Secret for women under my arms because they keep you dry.
And it smells good.
And that's it smells good. Mm-hmm. Wash my hair with Tresemme. Any other questions?
I sound like a fine bad bitch.
Mm. I like Gio with the color in the hair. I like the hat
too. What I'm gonna do? Come Friday, I'm about to come in and shit on your ass.
Yeah, do that.
The only way you would shit on my ass is if we were fucking, and that's not going to happen.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so.
All right, continue.
Yasiel Puig from the Dodgers, his home got burglarized for the fourth time today. Like,
it used to be neighbors. He used to live at the Watermark. That's a secure building. Where does he live?
He lives in the Valley, so he has a home, so that's probably the problem. He should probably go back into a building. But it says around cops were called after 8 p.m. A security camera shows three men leaving the property. As soon as the police arrived, the men were already gone. They broke in through the back door, smashing it open. But as of now, it's still unclear if anything was taken. However, he literally just got burglarized a few months ago.
Well, it sounds like somebody in your crew, bro, keep fucking with you.
Well, it's been a string of recent burglaries in this area, in the L.A. area. I know Amber Rose just reported her engagement ring was stolen from Wiz Khalifa. But it sounds more like inside jobs. People that know you.
Don't bring people to your house.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Like you can't. The way they be having these parties.
If you steal anything out of my house, first of all, there's so many cameras, you're gonna get caught anyway. Yeah. But I am going to, when I go to Wild'n Out next month, I'm gonna put a security camera in my main living room, so just so I can see. You know.
Yeah, keep an eye on.
I'm gonna let somebody stay at my house. The only place I'm not gonna put a camera is in the bathroom.
Yeah, you.
Because that's creepy, right?
That's you can get sued for that.
How?
Well, not if it's your house.
Oh, okay. I misheard what you said. That's kind of fucking creepy and weird. Because, you know, people in the bathroom, that's their safe place. People do some weird shit, bro.
No, I don't care. There's weirdos out here, and you be thinking they're your friends, and you have them in your circle, and they're going to steal from you.
I don't let anybody come really into my house.
Yeah.
Why? Because I don't feel like I got to hide everything. It was so funny in New York. We were there for Fashion Week, and I brought a friend over to the hotel, and... When I told Lee I was bringing the friend over, he just got up. It was like routine. He just got up and started putting all of our jewelry away, putting it all in the safe, the computer and all that. I'm like, why are you hiding all of our property when we know this person? We've been around this person for a long time. He was like, yeah, but I think he steals. Mm. Wow.
Yeah. You honestly, you know, being around you, I meet all these celebrities, and some of the people that I see them with, they seem suspect to me. I'm like, I don't know how you trust that person. So okay. I think you should just be careful.
You know, with anything in the world, you can now get a new subscription services for your vitamins. And so I have a new thing for all of our listeners out there. If you want to get healthier into your vitamin regimen, you can get Care Of.
Care Of.
Do you know what Care Of is?
Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door.
And it puts honesty first, providing all the research that supports all of their recommendations backed by a scientific advisory board.
Yes, and I did this. I signed up. They give you this quick little quiz. It's probably about like 60 questions, but it's like literally like 3 minutes. They ask you all these questions about your life, your daily routines, and then based off that, they provide you the information for the best vitamins that you should be putting into your body.
And you get to track your progress with the Care Of app and earn rewards when you remember to take your vitamins. Your monthly subscription box can be easily modified at any time, so you're not stuck in whatever you start with.
Okay, so people out there, if you want to get these vitamins inside of you from Care Of, here's how you get 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. Visit takecareof.com and enter our special promo code Unlocked. That's takecareof.com and enter special promo code Unlocked.
Next topic.
LA is banning the sale of animal fur.
I don't wear that
Jason,
shit anyway.
Poor you. I know, Jason. Don't you have a fur?
I don't wear fur. I have one fur and it's not real.
Okay, well, that's good.
I just bought that for a photo shoot in Japan, but that's it.
You're not into fur. No. I don't think people out here should be buying fur anyway.
It's too hot.
Yeah, there's no reason to buy fur.
Fur is a New York thing.
Yes, there's no reason for you to be buying fur in L.A. You want a fur, go to the East Coast, get you a fur. But anyways, L.A. takes it serious. The animal lovers here, they proposed to ban the sale of fur. It was passed by the city council.
But here's my question. Is wearing fur a bad thing?
For PETA.
Yeah, for PETA, animal lovers,
we kill animals for meat.
Listen, first of all, in the Bible, it says go out there and hunt. Everything that is on the land is for you to eat. So what the hell is these people?
What does it say in the Bible?
I might have misquoted a little bit.
Yeah, you done totally misquoted.
He's basically saying, I give you all these animals for you to eat.
I don't know about all of that, Gio.
Okay, well, let me say this.
Just the truth.
Okay, but let me say this. First of all, please, for the next show, find the scripture and read the scripture.
Right, find that scripture,
okay,
Gio.
That's your homework. Second of all, if we kill animals for consumption, why should we just throw their skin away?
Well, that's the whole thing with people with PETA. They don't want you to eat animals. They don't want you to wear animals. And I
So every member of PETA is a vegetarian?
I believe so. They really worship animals.
If you are a, if you are not a vegan or a vegetarian and you're with PETA, are you a hypocrite?
Yes. You damn sure are. Yes, you a damn hypocrite.
I know somebody in PETA eat meat.
Cause yeah, because you ain't going to be out here telling us not to wear fur, but you eating it.
That means they can't be sucking on no dick either.
All I know is as soon as I get...
Because if you're a vegan...
Oh, good. Bye. Don't, no.
No,
don't
listen, listen. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, because it doesn't touch your stomach? Well, guess what? Some meat can. And my question is if you are consuming meat, can you be a vegan and suck a dick?
Had nothing to do with fur.
Because y'all ain't got the answer. Y'all mad at me? I'm asking the question.
How,
if
Sway?
You are vegan, can you suck a dick? Because if a man says, let me put my meat in your mouth. I'm vegan.
Listen. No. That don't have nothing to do with the other.
Oh, so when you're vegan, you can still eat and take dick, but you can't
eat meat.
You can suck and take it, but you can't eat it. And you shouldn't. You don't
eat. Eating dicks.
You don't eat dick. That's what I'm saying. Don't,
oh, they eating dicks.
Nobody's eating dicks.
Oh, they eating dicks. Oh, they eating dicks on platter. They eating a dick.
Oh God.
No. Okay.
Listen. All I know is as soon as I get my money right, I'm buying a fur. Sorry, Peter. It's just a life goal of mine.
Who is
just
out
one.
Here eating dicks?
I mean.
Okay, moving on. Because now we. That's what happens every time we segue to the end of the topic. It turns into dick.
Stop. This show is out of control. We will not talk about dick anymore today.
All right. Okay. So now Drake is suing a groupie.
Defamation.
Drake is suing, well, for extortion, actually, but it's based on defamatory things. So he had sex with this girl, Layla Lace.
God, Drake, put your pee-pee away.
Drake, just stop fucking the hoes. That's honestly where the issue stems from.
Amber Rose was here. We are not going to call the girls who... Why does she have to be a hoe?
Because you a hoe if you have sex with a dude and because he don't want to take you on tour and now you're trying to get him for money and saying that he raped you. You a hoe. That's hoe shit.
Let me tell you something. If I fuck with a nigga and he don't call me back and I really liked him, but he didn't call me back because his girl don't want him to be my friend...
You gonna say he raped you?
I'm going to be a hoe. And I'm gonna be on some hoe shit if that's what a hoe is. Because I have the right. See, you know why I don't have relationship problems? I don't have that many problems. You know why? Because I don't treat people that I fuck with bad. Mm-hmm. When it's over, it's just over. It's not like I got you and now it's over. It's like we knew this shit wasn't gonna last. Or we knew this shit would. So, is this somebody he fucked a girl?
Yes, oh, this the one with that big ass, unridiculously stupid ass.
Hold on, it doesn't matter. He fucked a girl.
They all got big, ridiculous, stupid ass. But
he fucked
the
girl.
She faked a pregnancy. Okay. This is only after they had a one night stand.
Okay.
He admitted that they had consensual sex one time.
Okay.
He said the next day she wanted to go on the rest of his tour with him.
Okay.
He stopped responding to her messages. That's when she started responding with messages with threats. Saying that she'll leak their fling. She'll say that he impregnated her and accused him of rape, and she was demanding millions of dollars in exchange for her silence.
Let me tell you something.
Wow.
Woman, there are...
Did this really happen?
She refused to take a paternity test after her lawyer went silent.
Is she pregnant?
No, she's not pregnant.
Wait, but is this really happening?
He's now suing her for civil extortion, emotional distress, fraud, defamation, abuse of process.
I hope you win, Drake. Put
this big...
This...
Build a
big ass
biscuit eating
bitch on the back burner.
I can't stand women like that, man. There's people out here that's losing careers, losing freedom. That's not cool.
But this is why I tell my friends, and I ain't gonna say no names. Stop being thirsty for these bitches.
Well, Drake ain't gotta
listen,
be thirsty.
Listen, let me tell you something. I ain't thirsty for no nigga. I mean, I may slide up on one, I may slide in a DM, I may holler if it happens, but I don't. You know why? Because you don't know when you're gonna find yourself in this situation.
That's true.
Stop.
She got a big ass, though.
My friend right now is fighting a rape case.
Wow. I don't fuck with that.
And there's no way this dude raped this girl.
Yeah.
They had sex. She's got to tripping. You know, during trial, she took a vacation. How you go on vacation when the nigga who raped you is on trial?
Wow.
She told them, I'm on vacation. I'll come back. When I come back, we'll go back. Come on now. And
I just hate women that do that.
So I'm glad Drake is fighting back. And I think that any man... who's dumb enough to find himself in this situation. I mean, come on. You're on tour. You fucking these girls. You think the fruit of your labor is being able to fuck all these different people on tour. Yeah, maybe it is. But everything comes with consequence.
Yeah, Drake, because you got a baby by a porn star. Now you out here suing another chick. I would say, why don't you just get your ride or dies that aren't out here chasing a check and sleep with them?
Because when the world is your oyster, you want to suck it. That's why.
You know what?
No, when the world is your oyster,
right?
You want to suck it. You don't work this hard to have the whole world at your feet to say, I can't put my dick in it.
He has a specific
so, type. Yeah, he loves
he does, yeah, he has
girls
a type.
With fat asses.
He has a type, yeah. He likes girls BBW. So I get it. But no, the thing is, the where you're finding these girls, don't be surprised that these girls try to say that you raped them and all
Drake,
this other shit.
Drake, don't give me big dick energy.
This chick
we've all heard multiple people that have had sex with him. I've never heard bad things about him.
I mean, I've heard it's decent, but.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
Moving on. A woman porn star, Jewels Ventura, broke the world record for longest duration twerking.
Congrats.
She did it in Vegas at the Crazy Horse Strip Club. The previous record holder had it for 2 hours and 1 minute. Jewels did it for 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Are we really timing the
they
twerk?
They timed that shit. It was on video.
I'm watching they had, that when I get
she
home.
Took a bathroom break beforehand. They gave her a water bottle with a straw, so she just drank water out of a straw to stay hydrated. And I watched her. She shook that ass.
I will never forget the video clip that we posted on Hollywood Unlocked where the stripper was twerking in the club and shitted on the man. Do you remember that?
Yes.
She was
Gio, you never saw that?
She was twerking on this guy in the strip club and shitted all over him.
And like nasty doo-doo water
like diarrhea shit.
She would have died that day.
So disgusting.
But it says after the video was done, after the 2 hours and 30 minutes was done, she collapsed.
Yeah, on the ground. Like she was like exhausted.
I know. She had that. I'm watching that shit when I get home.
Well, the question is, what's your most interesting stripper story? I don't have any. Jason?
I'll tell you one.
You want to go first? Go ahead.
Yeah, because yours is going to be long. So let me just.
No, mine's going to be real short and sweet.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I was in New York filming Wildin' Out, not last season, but the season before. And I went to a strip club with my ex. And there were all these beautiful ass Dominicans in there stripping. And I was like in fucking heaven.
Like dude strippers?
Yes. What? Why would I be in heaven with a bunch of women stripping?
Good joinkers.
So I go up to this one guy I know you guys think I exaggerate. Maybe I do a little bit here and there. But this right here is not an exaggeration. This was the most beautiful thing I had seen in I don't know how long. This motherfucker was built like. He was built like a god. He was amazing. But he didn't speak no English. But I knew he was new because I go to New York a lot and I'm always at strip clubs and I'm always out. So I had never seen him before. So I was like, oh my God. I told my ex, I said, I gotta have that one. So I take him down. I take him in a room and do a private. And so when we're in the private, I pull out my translator. So I'm like, you know, when do you get off? He was like, well, I don't get off for another few more hours. I'm like, well, why? He was like, because I need to make like, I still need to make some more money. You know, I said, well, how much more money do you need to make? He was like, I need to make like $500 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, let's go. And I took him out the club. The crazy part was when I took him back to my hotel, I was thinking, it's 3, 4 in the morning. Ain't nobody going to be up. So I'm just going to slide in here and just go upstairs and whatever. I walked in, Dan Rue and everybody was sitting in the lobby. nigga in a tracksuit with a backpack and. Don't speak no English. It was like, you couldn't even explain that. Like, this my Uber driver. He going upstairs to get a tip. Like, there's no explanation. He just needed to feed his wife and for kids. That's all he was doing.
Oh, man.
But anyway, he was fine. We still talk on Instagram. He's back in Dominican Republic now. I forgot to hit him last week.
Dan Rue caught you.
Yeah, but what are you going to say?
What's your stripper story, Gio?
You know me, I'm a nasty motherfucker. So I'm just going to
No,
keep
we
it
don't know.
We've never I was heard. At I was at Crazy Girls one day. Man, and you know, I don't like to throw a lot of money at the strip club because I get a little loose with it. Anyway, I go up to the stage and this fine ass girl, and she looking at me like she wants to take a picture, right? So I go ahead and ease up to the little rail, you know what I'm saying? And she gets on her knees, she turn that motherfucker around, and she do this move where she put each foot right here, and she took my head back and smashed it in her ass. And I took the deepest goddamn inhale I ever did in my life.
Wait, what just happened? You sniffed stripper booty?
Hell yeah, I sniffed that pussy.
Did you have sex with that little person?
Huh? Told you I'm nasty. Don't judge me.
So I talked to the girl. She told me what happened.
Oh, snap.
Brittany or whatever. Bridget? What's her name?
Brittany.
Brittany. She told me.
What'd she tell you?
Y'all fucked.
No, she did not tell you that because we did not have sex, sir.
She told me that.
What else did she tell you? That's Give me some
not,
details.
Not going to get into details. How I you did hit not. It. You hit it from the back.
I did not have sexual relations with that
okay,
woman.
But anyway,
that means you did.
It's all good.
That means you did.
All right, well, listen. I don't really have many other stripper stories.
Yes.
I don't have many other stripper stories, but I will tell you that we do follow on Hollywood Unlocked a stripper. He's a Dominican guy.
We do.
What's his name? Maravel. You know, the stripper guy from Dominican. But he's Dominican, but he's from New York.
We follow, like, a lot of stripper
Let me explain to you. Before I knew him as an Instagram celebrity, he has a million followers now. I just knew him as this guy named Frank. He told me his name was Frank. I don't even know if his name is Frank. He looks like a Julio, but whatever.
Frank.
So I'm in the club, but this motherfucker was so fine on the bar stripping that I went and pulled $500 out the thing. $500 seems like it's my favorite number. And I literally just started putting ones in him, and I kept him there for hella long. Come to find out, he's a stripper and he's an Instagram thot now.
He's Insta thot. I mean, a lot of them are. I mean, it is what it is, but.
I'm okay. So tired of seeing half naked chicks on my Instagram story. I'm Instagram.
All right, well, listen, people, those of you listening to this show, please download, subscribe, and just follow our show on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and YouTube. And I have to say this before we get out of here. We are going to do better. We come in this show every day with the mindset of giving you high quality conversation. And then Gio brings up his dick or what would you call him?
Gazoingas.
Gazoingas. And things that just totally ruin my brand. So I will do a much better job at holding us all accountable because I literally cannot believe how reckless we talk about sex on the show.
Well, listen, man, the show is called Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored, and people thoroughly enjoy us not holding back. And I thoroughly enjoy not having to hold back. Fuck you, Jesus.
Right, I was...
What? Did you fuck the little person?
I know I did not.
You just lied. You stuttered.
That don't mean shit. I've been listening to Joe stutter early. That's my favorite song.
Okay. So you only keep it halfway real.
Listen, I did not have sex.
So you're embarrassed to admit, I just told you she told me you're embarrassed.
She did not tell you that.
So you're embarrassed.
Jason, damn. I know how you play your web.
Let me tell you something. If I had sex with somebody and they didn't claim me, listen, I would feel heartbroken.
Jason, I know your tricks. She definitely
so
did not tell
you
that.
So this is a trick?
Thank you for watching.
Wait, no. No, I end the show. This is a trick?
Jason, I know you. You're going to get me to say yes if I did, which no, I didn't. Listen, and then be like, oh, she didn't tell me that. I just got
it's
you.
Embarrassing that hundreds of thousands of people are going to see you deny the sexual relationship that you imposed on this little person. And it takes a big man to be able to admit that he had sex with a little person. But you can't do it because you're not man enough, clearly. So that's it. We'll end the show on that note. Thank you, America and overseas, for watching. We'll be back with another Reckless Show. And goodbye.
God bless.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.